Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. I'm about to go live, though. I'm setting them right now. I just had to pay for this, my fucking, the blog talk. That was $40, and I had to do my listening over, so I got $2 left now.
God damn it.
So.
Well, you better not get ready for that, baby.
You're right tonight for what? Yeah, I'm not getting right tonight at all, girl. I'm not thinking about that shit. I mean, it was calling me today, but I'm being strong, over. Okay? And you got money too. So like, where all that money went at?
I got no money.
Where all that money went to? You can't even tell me.
First of all,
yeah.
I'm still talking. Cut me off. I bought exactly my stuff today when I went to the store.
That's what I heard.
The cupcakes was $24.
Whoa.
I bought the cupcakes. I bought Atticus some stuff today and a card and bought some other stuff from Dollar Tree in the grocery store.
Oh, man.
I don't have no
home stamps. Listen, I believe you, baby. Listen, let me.
You believe me or not, I know I'm telling the truth.
Look, listen, listen to me. Understand, do you have $20 to spend?
I don't even have $20.
I'm going to use these $2 to get me some Lucy's, I'll tell you that. Let me hurry up while it's 9 o'clock. Better be 9 o'clock. Let me do what I need to do when I do it, baby.
Well, you know
I'm going to spend
somebody on
the way anyway,
so.
I know, bitch. I know. I know, baby. And I wish you was here, baby, so I could, you know, teabag you or something, baby.
That's all I'm going for.
Of course, baby. In love. In love, too. You know I love you, baby. All right, nigga. Bye. We think this got that number work now. Oh shit, I forget that. Yeah, baby. Blood sacrifice. If anybody's in here, because I can't see the chat, thank y'all for tuning in. All right, I just forgot to do this real quick. Hold on, please. I totally forgot. Come on. All right, let me edit this. Give me 1 second, please. Everybody, pardon me. I see y'all in there. Give me 1 second, please. Let me just copy and paste Shorty name so I can put it in the tags real quick. Right there. Here we are. Oh, Tinsia, da 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 da. There you go. We put that in there. And, good. All right, I've got to do it for right now. All right, peace to everybody that's in the chat. I need a favor from y'all, from somebody. I need somebody to test this number on my blog talk, please. Somebody could call in, and because I try to set this mic up, so hopefully, I just need somebody to test it for me real quick, please. And I'm feeling a little better. Some people tell me I talk too much, but I had an anxiety attack, man, 2 days ago. So I was literally resting. I just felt a little bit good today. So that's why I'm on. But I tell you, whoever know about them panic attacks, that shit is not a good. I don't wish that shit on nobody. And I know that's too much information because people are like, shut up, Mike. So. You know, I ain't going to say too much, but shit, I'm telling y'all, that shit ain't no joke. So I'm just glad I'm all right and I'm here. Thank God. Okay? That shit ain't no joke, family. Oh, man, I was laying down 2 days. Like, I ain't do shit. I couldn't fucking eat shit. I had to check my sodium levels. Yo, that shit ain't no joke, y'all. I'm looking, everything got sodium in that motherfucker, you hear? Everything got sodium. I'm checking everything now, nigga. I know the sodium levels. I'm not playing, son. Okay? Let me look at this goddamn thing and see if somebody did the test wrong for me. Can somebody test this number for me I just put in there? If y'all don't mind, please, somebody test that number for me. Let me highlight it. Right there. Can somebody test that out, please, so you can see if you can hear me? Thank you, Steph, Cynthia, everybody. Yeah, Tina, thank you. I appreciate it. God damn it, I appreciate it. That shit ain't no joke. Okay? Tell you that now. Eat food with potassium. I was doing that. I was eating salad with just vinegar and fucking grapeseed oil. That has no sodium. Pasta has no sodium. Bread has sodium. Fish has sodium because it's in the sea. Juice have sodium. I told you I just went food shopping. I got so much food in there, I can't even eat it. I can't even eat the food. Like, I have a whole bunch of food for one person. I mean, I'm good. I can't hardly eat none of that shit. I'm sorry if I'm not on the subject yet. All right, let me test this phone out. Area code 51510, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, bro. I was just calling to...
Can you hear me, though, right? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Thank you, love. Appreciate you. All right, cool. So there we go. Thank you, Mr. Musa. And I seen the message, too, on YouTube earlier. Thank you and all that good shit. Opening the house. What's good, y'all? So the question is, right? The question... Let me get this situated real quick. I'm sorry. So the question is she a honey trap or she was actually trying to help him? Okay, cool. So I put that there. All right. Okay. All right. So Portland, Jamaica in the building, Wagwan, my old fresh water. Freshwater fish doesn't have any. Well, I there ain't no fresh. I'm in New York, nigga. There's never been no such thing as freshwater out here. Okay? You go into the Coney Island water, just dip your half of your body in Coney Island water. You're going to come out with 3 love muscles and a real extra leg and an extra ass cheek. That's some mutant gene. I can't even fucking say it right now. It's just nasty ass goddamn water. Alright. Where we at? I got some new windows up. So, now, hold on. A girl named KB said, this is on the 6th, Kevin Daniels died effing a fat female dog. There's a lot of females who is still mad to this day. I even spoke to somebody recently last night, and The hate is still real. It is real. It is not dying out. Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. That's all I can say. Okay, now, I know some of y'all would think because the girl was Latina, right? Yes, the extra leg. Because she was Latina, you know, that really riled a lot of black people up. And what gets me is because they're not saying exactly where they met at. So here it is. It says, YouTube star Kevin Samuels recently passed away at the age of 53 in Atlanta Hospital. Samuels was found unresponsive in his apartment on May 6th. The news was confirmed by Kevin's mother, Beverly Samuels Birch, who stated that she learned about her son's death on social media. Let me make sure I'm at the top. Okay. Just want to make sure. On social media, a police report mentioned that Samuels suffered a heart attack after spending the previous night with a nurse, Hortensia Alcantara, all right? Now, I already blew that up. What I'm reading, y'all already seen all this stuff already, all right? Y'all seen this shit already. I can guarantee y'all seen it. This is from the May 6th, too. But this one says his address, May 5th, Figueroa. Responded to a call at 297 East Paces Ferry, Northeast Apartment, number 1605. We got a person injured upon arrival. All that stuff. Let me get to the audio too, because I know y'all heard that, but this is fairly new. We're gonna talk about the unbelievable video by K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar. Oh my God, what was that? Heartbreak Part 5. When he was morphing into OJ, the dude from Power, Jesse Smollett, Kobe, Will Smith, and ultimately, like, that, he channeled Nip. He literally, like, oh, man, it was like Nipsey Hussle was speaking through him. Like, that shit, like, it gave me goosebumps. I damn near shed a tear this morning, family. And that's I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, when I seen that shit, I was trying to find a full video. Somebody sent me the video on Instagram. Sorry for the sidebar. But I don't care, it's worth it. It's Nipsey. So, and it was private. So they put it up and shut it down. And I finally I waited an hour or so, then try to find a full video, and it was on. Like, he put it back up. And, oh, man, son, that shit is beautiful, yo. That nigga touched shit. K-Dot, man, that nigga, he touched something, man. You know how when actors and actresses say that they have to channel the character that they playing? Man, that nigga, yeah, he definitely channeled the homie Nip, man. And I really want to, let me see if I can pull something out the hat for y'all. Rakim the Great, man, thank you for your donation, man. I appreciate it too, man. Thank you. Let me see if I can pull the trick out the hat. Let me call my boy Ant. You know what? I'm all over the place. Let's go to Kevin Samuels. Somebody remind me to call Ant. Try to call Shitty Cuz. Fuck Shitty Cuz. Cuzzy Capone, god damn it. Call Cuzzy Capone. That's, they don't got my new number, but fuck it. Cuzzy Capone. And Wee Dog. Alright, those Nipsey's real people that I already interviewed already. So somebody remind me, but I got my notes right here. Alright, let's go to the 911 call. I'm glad I'm feeling better, though, because my ass would have been laid down right now. I would have been laid the fuck out watching Martin. I haven't seen the Wayans Brothers. I downloaded that the HBO Max shit. I was watching, I literally watched damn near all, I think they had five seasons of the Wayans Brothers. Like, not even stopping this shit. Your boy was laid up and laid the fuck out. I might hold you on that. Anyway.
You don't know if it's a bad apartment?
Should I move my mic?
It's an apartment.
Okay, what's the apartment I
do? No. I just need to give him CPR. Just please, just ask the person.
You need to answer it?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you listening?
Hold on, ma'am. I have to connect to the inlet.
It's Kevin fucking Samuel.
I understand, but I have to connect you with the inlet.
Is he awake?
No, he has an irregular rhythm. I can feel it. He's breathing in and out, but he has an irregular rhythm. It's probably his heart. So he's going to get here with the fucking...
The number is right down there. Let me just repeat that. It's 319-527-6193. I would like y'all to also that. There's a lot of people saying and thinking that maybe she could have been a honey trap. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories. There's a lot of, you know, black people, when we think something, even if we hear it, we're going to be like, nah. Fuck that. It's something beyond that. Not saying that it can't be. I want to know when, if they're going to do a toxicology. That's number one. I want to know if they're going to do a toxicology and her and his mother don't get, or she will be forced to have him cremated. Because once it's cremated, there's no toxicology. So we're going to try to look at this from every angle. Was she a honey trap due to, quote, unquote, his misogynistic point of views, because everybody is looking at him as a misogynistic man when there is footage, God damn it, about him even talking about men or men getting their shit together. And him, that's the thing that I need to turn my volume down so I can be easy. Okay, relax. He talked about, he put men in their place too. Do y'all understand that? He talked about men and how they need to step they shit up. He asked them about their weight, how they look. I mean, remember that when he asked the man, do he have a big love muscle? I mean, he was out of pocket. I can understand where he's coming from. He just got the balls to ask another man how big is they Johnson. Okay? That's some other shit. I get it if he's coming from that perspective and he's been basically counseled. So, you know what I mean? But he definitely put dudes in their place and how should they be better men and they should be always financially taking care of everything if they want to be with a female. They're not going to want to be with a broke nigga. So he was telling dudes a lot of stuff too. So we have to, if it was all about him downing dudes, black women would not be in so much of an uproar. You know? So when that, the mirror's on y'all and some other shit. But I'm going to leave that one alone because I don't want no problems with y'all motherfuckers tonight. Not tonight. But could it be a honey trap? It still doesn't say in this article, sorry, that, damn, I got so many windows up. Here we go. Kevin Samuels met a woman met Kevin Samuels to spend a night with him. She ID'd him as Kevin Samuels, da 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 da. And they basically met the night before, right? So they're not saying where he met her from. According to the report, Hortensia met Samuels last night, came to his apartment and spent the night with him. Kevin complained about chest pain early in the morning. So that basically lets you know that he smashed, right? He beat it. They beat. He beat. And now let's look at it. Not saying that, you know, because of his age, he don't have that stamina. You know what I mean? He might need an extra push. So he probably popped a Viagra. You know what I mean? Depends on how I feel. I might pop one of these. You know what I'm saying? Little Magnum. You know what I mean? To give a little extra push. I don't need it, but sometimes it's, you know what I mean? Why not? You know what I'm saying? But could it have been that? Some people had caught heart attacks off of Viagra. So let's look at it like that. You know what I mean? He had to pop a he probably had to pop a V, and how many did he pop? Because he woke up early in the morning with chest pains. If last night woke up early morning, if she was a honey trap, if she was sick, this is all allegedly, this is all speculation, legitimate speculation, legitimate assumptions. I haven't said that in a long time. So that's what this is at this moment. We all speculating and assuming and trying to figure shit out, right? If she was sick, that shit would take effect immediately. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? It should be no theatrics to it. It should not be no phone calls like, I'm out. I don't know. He lived in an upscale apartment, loft or whatever. I do have the building and shit. I got it right here. I'm pretty sure y'all probably seen it. If not, I'll show you right now. Got so many windows open. Oh, no. Blood clot. All right, so this is exactly where he lived at. Up in Buckhead. You know what I mean? Nice apartments, you know what I mean? So this way, you know? This building, excuse me. All right, so this way this man was living. This is, and let me just say, this is a fair use, because this is all public knowledge. Let me just say that now. All fair use, public knowledge, everything I'm getting from the public. Now, a honey trap started with the FLC, Eleanor. The reason why I said honey trap is because people are looking at it as if she was sent to do him dirty. So only thing I'm doing, if you just got in here, then you don't understand where I'm coming from. But me personally, I'm not looking at it as a honey trap. I'm looking at it, maybe it could have been him taking a Viagra. You know what I mean? You said Google images of apartment layout. I actually thought about it, but haven't done it. Let me see something. With a blood clot. What's that? If anybody have any thoughts, if y'all want to call in, the number's right there. If y'all want to call in. Come on, baby. Hold on, y'all bear with me, all right? Okay, floor plans or something like that, right? Well, we don't know what kind of how many bedrooms he had. Room 1605. I mean, I'm gonna do all that. I say a 2-bedroom. View details. Hold on. Balcony joint. I want like the real pictures though. I see the layout, like the blueprint layout. But I want to see like the actual picture of the, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the actual inside, not just the like the blueprint. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all want to see that, I can show it to y'all if y'all want to see it. Hold on, y'all bear with me, man. I'm a lot of ADHD motherfuckers in here. Help, I gotta go. Can't think. Hurry up. Bipolar motherfuckers up here, got there. Okay. In the room. I mean, I guess I can show you this. All right, we got a caller, goddammit. Somebody break the ice in this motherfucker. Thank you. 339 area code. Thank you for breaking the ice while I look this up. What you want, goddammit? What's up?
What up, Mike?
What's happening? Talk to me, man.
Just looking. What's the deal, bro?
Ain't shit. Are you following what we're talking about?
Of course I am, man.
I
don't know what this female situation, right? You know me, I'm a conspiracy person. For me, automatically, I'm thinking foul play. He just met the female, and it just happens the first time you met her, you sleep with her, and then he ends up dead the next morning. Come on, bro.
He's looking for the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell your voice, man. I ain't hear you in a long time. What's up, crazy ass nigga? What's up?
You know I'm always in the background, you know, playing my position. What's good, bro?
Ain't shit. All right, go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, so what you thinking, Mike? Now, if you're just hearing this right off rip, all right, it does sound kind of suspicious. You meet a female. She slept over. Most likely, you know, you hit the skins. You ain't, a female ain't sleeping over unless, you know, by 2, 3 o'clock, if you know you ain't getting her, she out the door, right? So obviously he probably hit it. So obviously I'm thinking, damn, how's this dude gonna sleep with the chick first time meeting her, and the next morning he has a heart attack and dies? Nah, bro. Now what people gotta find out is where he met her. Did somebody send this girl to him? You know what I'm saying? Cause you know how Hollywood does it, man. They'll send them females right to you. Yo, here. Once you get him, put these couple of drops in his drink. And it could be cyanide, it could be anything. Now they got these drugs, Mike, you give it to them, it'll make them look like they had a heart attack and it was normal. You know what I'm saying? That's the
right
type of shit they'll give these people to make it look like it's normal, but it's not normal. It's something forced. And you know me, I'm a conspiracy person. I'm a conspiracy nut. So automatically, there's foul play involved for me. That's how I'm looking at it, just by the way everything worked out. You see what I'm saying? What you think, though?
Well, I understand. I feel like, you know, it could be she was sent because it still doesn't show, there's no information on where they met at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they met last night. Okay, met last night. How?
Where? Facts. They need all them details.
Like, you know,
yeah.
I'm not leaving anything off the table, but could we also look at what if he could have just met her last night on a chat line, maybe on a website, maybe she's one of his callers or some shit like that. Maybe he just caught, you know, bagged her.
Facts, yeah. Right.
And then he said, you know what, let me pop this, you know what I mean? Let me pop this beat. Let me pop this pill so I can, you know what I mean, you know, tear that ass up. Oh, keep up. She's a spring chicken. She's 32. You know what I mean? And I mean, all right. What I'm saying is, could everything and should everything be a conspiracy?
Of course not. But I'm just saying that's how my mind's wired already. I can't help it. This is just how I'm. You know, after being looking for the truth and finding out and seeing how everything works out, especially in Hollywood and with them, you know, celebrities and how they, you know, all these murders and how they mysteriously die. Oh, this one died of an overdose. This one committed suicide. That they pull out all these bogus stories on how these people really died. Like, that's a fact. We know that the way these people die ain't always how how it happens. They just give you a story, and it's a celebrity, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So the way my mind's wired is I'm already thinking foul play because you met the girl one night, and then you just end up dying the next one. It just don't look right to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just to me.
And that's
but
why,
look at this. Did you see the supposedly his last live he did when he had a chick and he's like, you know, cutting her off and like, yo, hold on, I'm trying to protect you. Like all of that, everything how it's unfolding looks suspicious, man.
Wait, hold on.
Did you see that video?
Hold on, let me see if I got it here. Hold on, I'm looking.
There's a video. They said it's his last live he did. And he's, you know, in front of the camera, and he's arguing with the chick, but he was, like, trying to be subtle. He's like, hold on. Wait. And he's like, I'm trying to protect you. And then you see the chick kind of walking in front of the candle real quick, and she had a glass in her hand. And he's like, whoa. And, like, she back. You didn't see that one? That's the most suspicious shit I've ever seen.
Nah, somebody got to send me that thing, because I thought I just
seen
it.
Oh, man, I wish I had it to send you right now. Just go on YouTube. Kevin Samuels last live stream, and it'll pop up. You'll see it. He's sitting in front of his
out and shit like that too, and hung up with somebody. Well, I guess that's not the one. Goddamn, hold on.
You'll see it. He's looking spooked. He looked kind of spooked, and then he's like, "Hold on." He's like, "What'd I tell you?" He's like, "I'm trying to protect you."
All right, hold on. All right, Kevin Gill goes over unidentified person. During his final IG, show some
that video is everywhere. Yeah, arguing with a girl in his last live, something like that.
You earn more views, more subscribers, more watch time. Welcome back to another video with IG.
Oh, it's somebody else's video.
I am a humble six-figure. I'm trying to protect you. All the time, especially when you're making YouTube videos.
Hold on, see, I don't want to do a waste of motherfuckers doing commentary over it.
You know what? Look, somebody just said it's on his IG, so it might have been his last IG live he did. It is his IG, actually. It was IG. It wasn't a YouTube video. So go to Kevin Samuel's IG.
27 to 35, when a woman is focusing like a laser on the outcome she wants as far as relationships. When you ask women who are in their mid to late 30s, even in their early 40s, who are bossy, bad.
Hold on, let me share my screen.
I got my master.
I'm a PhD.
I got my master, but can you cook?
I don't need a cookbook.
And they got their PhD and everything else. They don't have a cookbook, but they damn sure do have a doctor. All right. What is
this
the
lot that you're talking about right here, right?
Some sort of, well, I'm... doing what
I'm not
right
sure. Now. I can't see it. Yep, that's it. Blow it up, though.
Huh?
I don't even know. I don't even think it's this one.
Wow.
Somebody in the chat.
Well, maybe. It might be in the beginning of it. Go to right the beginning of it. The clip that I saw was only like a 2 or 3 minute clip. It was either he was starting the live. I think he was just starting the live when it was going on. It doesn't look like this one. It was like a different camera view.
Let me look in the chat real quick. He was just telling her to move. They didn't really argue. Okay.
Yeah, they wasn't really arguing. But Mike, when you see it, you'll see it look weird, bro. He's not gonna argue on the live stream. He was trying to be calm about it. You know what I'm saying? But it was definitely suspicious. That's all I'm saying. Oh, somebody says it's at 37:25. That video.
Yeah.
I see why you're talking about the market. I don't know who's going to deal
see the clip
the
that I saw? It was only like a two, three, four-minute clip. It wasn't the whole IG. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying that he said he doesn't care because of the money, but I'm saying the two adults need to get the shit together to where the kids can see both of y'all.
I agree.
It's going to be when he's by himself, though, that... It wasn't a girl wasn't on the screen. He was by himself, so it might be a little bit after this.
If you cut the support off, you would think he would keep the voice. And he said no. He needs to answer the question why he thinks that is. Because why don't you think he would see them?
That he's been in the past 3 whole years.
You don't want to end up with
All right, hold on. I'm gonna have to find this shit. Somebody send me the fucking clip in here.
Victor, just put it on YouTube. Kevin Samuels' last moments.
That's
it. Maybe a clip will just pop up. Oh, that's the one you did. You see that 2-3 minute one right there, the second one? Try that one, because that's the clip I seen. It was like a 2 or 3 minute clip. It was a short clip, but it got right to the point. It's going to show you what you want, everything you need to know. You know what I'm saying? The second video.
Right,
I was like, what is that? 243? That's it. The 243 one.
All right, hold on.
What's up, fam? This your boy.
No, I think it's the one above this one, Mike.
Subscribe and be sure to share this video. I got some news for you niggas today.
Yeah,
news
see, this is going to be a commentary.
Dancing. Look completely healthy. And now to hear he dropped there hours later, that is mind boggling.
Yeah, that's the scene I seen. It was kind of dark and shit. Yep, this is the one right here. You see it?
You're arguing with a woman in the background. That same thing. And I have the video. So I'm gonna play.
All right, now hold on.
And we're going to say, did this play a role in his death or did it not? You see right there, she was finna walk into the camera. She was finna walk into the view for all the audience to see. And Kevin Samuels damn near tackled her. He damn near had it in the ankle like, you ain't finna mess up my show. I ain't finna put you on camera. I ain't rocking with you like that. You a jump off. You the lady of the night. Look, what she played in your life, a woman's feeling. But let's continue. That is that post-nut clarity Kevin Samuels is thinking about. I don't want the audience to see you. I don't want the audience to know who I'm with because I'm not rocking with you like that. You're not on my Instagram. You're not on my Twitter. To the public, I'm single. You're a jump off. You must know your place, but why are you trying to press all around the room?
Now, but I don't want this man just to speak for him because who knows what his mind is thinking
I'm
at that time.
You see all this quick pointing to things she's doing. Let's see what's in Kevin Samuels.
Now, I'll just leave it there. Whoever that person is, if you want to subscribe to that person's channel, it is Cut to the Chase TV. Oh, shit. They can't even hear me. Only thing I can say is at the end of the day, I feel like like he put too much on what we actually seeing. You know what I'm saying? I think he put too much on what we were seeing. So that's why I was trying to skip it and like just let it flow. I would say, hold on, bro. I'm not saying that it was he was like about to have an argument with her. Just that he was doing live or you know shorty in the crib. So he just you know she there and he got a sense of a schedule. By being on live and showing, and you know, showing shorty live in the flesh, like how you do it. Like when I used to do live and shit like that, you know, some would like to see me in live in the flesh doing my show. It's been done before. So, but I don't think it was more than what the dude was emphasizing, man. You know what I mean? I think it was just a little bit too extra. But in conclusion, what's your thoughts, looking?
I don't know. I'm just saying it just the way it unfolded, it didn't look like nothing bad, but it looked like he was getting annoyed. You know what I'm saying? He was getting annoyed about whatever was happening. You know, she was trying to step in front of the camera and he's like, yo, I'm trying to protect you. Like, move. Like, I'm about to get back to my show. And then after that, he ends up dead the next morning. Just how it all happened, just it seems suspicious to me. That's all. To me, it seems suspicious, man.
Oh, no, I can dig it, family. Hey, man, you already know, man. Looking for the truth. You already know, King. Thank you for the call.
Yo, save my number. If my number popped up, save it, bro. I still got the same number that you had for years, bro. So if you ain't got it, save it.
All right, I'm going to lock you in. All
right, my boy. Holler at me if anything, all right?
All right, my G.
Peace. All right, peace.
All right, man. Everybody, please make sure you hit that like button. If you would like to donate to the platform, please show some love to the platform. Hopefully, that ain't going to kill you. But I would like to know your thoughts. The number is right there, 319-527-6193. I mean, excuse me, 319-527-6193. Haven't used this number in quite some time. But he was definitely a little bit irritated. But I'm gonna find the version without nobody's commentary.
Because Okay, I'm about to get back on camera.
Oh, okay. All right, this is it then. All right. All right, here we go. All right, all right. I think this is it.
Okay, you need to... Okay, I'm about to get back on camera. Just whatever you want to get to, so... Okay, okay, I'm about to get back on camera.
Wait, all right. Wait.
Just get where you're going to get to, so.
Wow. Oh, okay, all right now. Hold on. Hold up. I'm going to play it. I'm sorry to cut it. I'm going to play it without interjecting. I'm just going to interject right now. Now, it seemed like... Citizens Zap. Somebody always getting shot over here. Two ladies just got murdered yesterday. Gunshot detected. Somebody always getting killed in Queens. I'm going to tell you that right now. Again, if y'all like to donate, please show some love to the platform. It seemed like she was trying to be all in the videos. You know what I'm saying? Come to death row type shit. You know what I mean? And it seemed like that was her playing the music, right? So that was her playing the loud music. Am I correct? That's what it seemed like. It seemed like she was playing the loud music. So she was trying to get some kind of attention, trying to make her presence known, or she was trying to get her 5 minutes, 2 minutes of fame. See? My shit. No, he was playing the music. Who the blood can call me upon the phone? Yeah, see him in life upon in the flesh. I know y'all Jamaicans back. Y'all told this girl. Jamaican babies don't come out crying. Y'all come out sucking your teeth. Soon y'all come out the shit. Y'all like that. That's how Jamaican babies come out the womb. Y'all don't even cry. What you want? Where y'all at? I'm on mute now. What's up? Hurry up. Oh, that's real nice. Stay right there. I'm looking for the truth. I see you. Not looking for the truth. Brooklyn to Cali. Hold on, Brooklyn to Cali. I'll show y'all. This is baby girl right there. Say what's up to Micah, y'all. Yay. It's my baby girl right there. All right. Yeah. All right. I just had a good idea. All right, bye. Yeah, that's my baby girl down there, man. Yeah, that's it, man. I don't want no more wavy. I'm good. I got a whole bunch of bullets in my chamber. I mean, my shit is a 100-round drum. Even just the pre-cum, she gonna be 9 months and 3 weeks. I'm good, though. Nah, I'm good, goddammit. I'm good. But yeah, man, like I said, when y'all donate, they ain't going to me. That's going to what you say. Oh, she's cute. Yeah, bitch, send a dollar. If I can give it to her, motherfucker. But yeah, her name is Micah, man. Let me put my boy. Hold on. Brooklyn to Cali. Let me play the rest of this video. Hold on, everybody. I'm going to bring it back. And I'm going to put you on soon when I'm done.
Okay, I'm about to get back on camera.
Look at this shit.
Just get whatever you're going to get to, so.
Fat man's here to report.
Okay, you need to. Okay, I'm about to get back on camera. Just get whatever you're going to get to, so. Let's get it. Open Instagram in just a second, because here's the reality. Many women are jealous of men. Jealous of men's ability to maintain, to be in the market and actually get women. If a man, as long as a man is productive, competitive, he can pull a woman in the marketplace regardless of age. Productive, competitive, successful men. Shout out to CLR. You can hold out for a dollar up here and get these ladies. Yeah, a normal, humble man will make a loving family. A normal, loving man will make a family with you. Here's the thing. Theo, I actually referred somebody the other day to the things you're teaching. But here's the thing. He mentioned humble. Gentlemen, you're looking for a woman who brings peace and she has humility. There are plenty of attractive women who have humility, but they're not overly impressive themselves. If you're dealing with a woman who's overly impressive herself, don't waste your time. That's an uphill battle. And women who talk like this, well, why can a man exercise options and you can't? Well, we're not equal. We're different in the sense that, but you don't hear men talking about, well, women get their stuff up front, blah, blah, blah. Ladies, many of you are going to have to come to grips with the fact that you've been marketed to, you've been lied to, the women before you have lied to you, media has lied to you. You cannot have it all. Life is about choices and trade-offs. And as a woman, the most accurate predictor of what you're going to be able to get, acquire, and maintain in the sexual marketplace is your sexual marketplace value. That's fit, feminine, friendly, cooperative, submissive. That's how you look. That's how you carry yourself. And the thing is, you will attract far more men. But the men who keep women, the men who wife women, the men who make lives of women are looking for women who are assets. And they're not looking for women who want a man to get on her property. Why is this important? Because far too many of you ladies are living your lifestyle, you like your place, you're impressed with yourself, and you want a man to come along and look like Eartha Kitt. You want Eartha Kitt, Eartha falls in love with Eartha, and you want somebody to share you being in love with you. That ain't how that works. So, are you on the road to being a party of one? Are you on the road to being a party of one? If you're on the road to being a party of one. Okay,
Hold on, Mike. I got you right now.
Just get whatever you're going to get to, so.
Fat man's here to report.
Now here's hold on, I got you right now, Mike. Hold on 1 second. I got you on air. Hold on. Now that's I had to play it back again because it's like, first, you can probably tell that he's on the road. You can tell, he already hit that already. As much as he's talking about how basically about women and this girl right here, you can tell that, you know, she's young, she's immature, she's not staying in her place and understanding what's actually going on. Like, she's probably excited and just want to be all in the mix to get her 2 minutes of fame. You know, when he's trying to tell her, this is my sanctuary, this is my shit, get what you have to get. And you hear her walk off, you hear her in the stilettos and shit. You never know, this motherfucker could have did some envious, devious shit because she is not going to be the only one. She is, she knows she is not going to be wife material or his wife. You know what I mean? She may not have those qualities or live up to that standard. So what if she did some shit? Because she's already trying to be all in the videos, all on the balcony, coming to Kevin Samuels. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Mike, and hold on. And as he was talking, I see somebody say the acid reflux or whatever in there. You never know what a, like right now, I could be dizzy as shit. You wouldn't even know it. I mean, it has happened a little earlier in this broadcast. But you never know what a person is going through just because they're sitting there. You know what I mean? So you could tell like how he was talking a little bit that maybe he had to catch himself or whatever the case may be. He still was healthy. But that female right there was a little, just a little bit too skeptical for me. And she knew that she was trying to purposely invade his space. Brooklyn to Cali, what's popping, man? Everybody hit that like.
What up, Mike? Can you hear me, Will?
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Man, that broad did what all these bitches be doing, overstepping their boundaries. That's all she was doing.
Yeah.
She out there trying to be all in the video and shit. And, you know, she probably was just a late night smash and dash. You know what I'm saying? Just met her the same night, right back to the crib. You know what that's about. Already.
And it had to be good because but, she stayed there. He went live while she was there. He didn't kick her out. So either she teased him a little something. He like, yeah, I'm going to keep this bitch. Let me go live, do what I need to do, and get back to this bitch. And he just kept it there trying to tame her. You know what I mean?
The bottom line is we don't know what kind of underlying health issues that Kevin Samuel had. He may look healthy, but just because he look in shape don't mean he in shape. That's that first and foremost. Second of all, we don't know if he needed help fucking these bitches. We don't know what he was taking. We don't know if he took anything. We don't know none of that. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about an autopsy yet, so we won't know until we see what's going on with the autopsy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of fucked up, though, because just like you spoke on the last live, a lot of disrespectful shit, man, that these people were saying. Like, I hate niggas that disrespect the dead, man. They not here to defend themselves. Like, that just shows your character, your true character when you do shit like that. And that shit is sucker shit. And for niggas who was doing that shit, shame on you, and your mama should have swallowed you. You know what I'm talking about? That shit is just, that shit ain't cool.
Right.
As far as him, of course, when he was back there talking shit about niggas, you know, niggas wasn't saying nothing about him. Niggas wasn't doing it because he had the same energy for niggas that he had with the bitches. It's just when he started talking about the bitches, I'll put it like this. The difference between the niggas and the bitches is that more bitches was calling in to get red day rides than niggas was. But when niggas did call in, niggas got their issue too. So I wish people would stop trying to act like he wasn't giving everybody a bar. If you got on there and you wanted honest critiques and you wanted to be pointed in the right direction, no matter if you had a dick or a vagina, that motherfucker put you right in your place. I seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out if this girl is really a nurse. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said that they looked her up and she is, it says nothing about her being
RN.
A RN.
Yeah.
So,
she's an RN. She's supposed to be an RN.
Until we
find out.
Go ahead.
The 911 call was kind of fucked up, though. You know, the thing about 911 calls, man, is when the dispatcher trying to keep you calm and it ain't a calm situation. You know what I'm saying? Like I know why they trying to keep you calm, because they trying to get as much information as they can so they can send who they need to send there. But when the motherfucker is dead or dying in front of you, that nonchalant kind of attitude that the dispatchers be having, that shit don't be sitting right with me, man. I be feeling like they don't really give a fuck.
Let me tell you something.
I know.
that they don't give a fuck, especially if you black. I know I say too much, and I know my child's mother looking. I know she's going to be like, nigga, you talk too much. But here's a prime example, right? I told you I just had a panic attack two days ago, and I actually went to the hospital. I actually called the ambulance. I have the fucking screenshot from my camera to show it. They called me. They checked my shit inside the ambulance, right? My shit was very high. Long story short, it was one white dude in there. His whole demeanor, like how he was, he did not give two fucks that I was there. I can tell, and I'm trying to be calm. I'm trying not to even, I feel what it is. And I'm like, yo, I need some oxygen. This, that, and the third. He's like trying to minimize my situation. You know what I mean? And, you know, like, and just the whole, his attitude on, I'm talking racially, how they treat you. So, I won't go no further than that, but I know I just had to throw my own personal shit in there. But them motherfuckers really don't give a fuck about you, black people. Go ahead, goddamn it.
That's how those calls be sounding, because clearly she has some medical knowledge, because what she was saying, she was using medical terminologies when she was talking to the people on the phone.
Right.
So.
Right.
I mean, I'm not doubt. She may really be a RN. The thing is, like I said, we don't know if he was healthy. Just because he's 220 pounds and he looked thin, don't mean you healthy. I know a whole bunch of niggas, thin niggas around here with diabetes because they don't eat right. You know what I'm saying? So that shit really don't matter.
I know niggas with amputated toes, man. Just tiptoeing down the street, man. Man,
that's a whole nother story, though, bro. Ain't it fucked up? Just think, I don't mean to get off your subject, but ain't it fucked up? All these years, they've been pumping shit in your head saying certain foods was good for you, and you turn around and you in your 40s and you realize all that shit was false.
Yeah.
And that's too, you can't really get off of that shit. You hooked to all this shit, and they've been putting chemicals and shit all over your shit, and you can't shake the shit? That's fucked up, man. That just show you how much they care about the fucking people. I don't give a fuck about the people.
Yeah, that shit ain't no joke.
Fucked up, man. That's what I meant to tell you. Did you see Jay Prince getting that whack over Larry Hoover shit?
No. Send it to me my DM. Somebody's going to kill him. His days is numbered. And how he tried to get after the Nation of Islam, he was talking to Brother Ben X about the land, the hundreds of acres that he brought, and then God damn it, what's his? I keep forgetting his name. What's the Jay
Electronica?
Yeah. So, like, Wack really is. Like, he's marking his own grave right now. He already dug this plot. Like, he's about to get put in the grave in the 60s. The you know what I mean? The Roman 60s. Like, niggas is really on his head. So he's gonna die soon. I don't wish that for nobody, but he laid his own fucking bed. Niggas is about to pop his top. He got enemies all over the board. And
That kind of wasn't his fault, though. Keita got mad at him and started telling all the business. That's how he found out about the shit. The girl that's supposed to be Big U niece.
Right.
That grid program shit, she got mad because that nigga got $550,000 and she didn't get none of that shit. So she started spilling all her beans to what? If you run down the grid program, and I don't want to say nobody's, I don't want to say another YouTuber's name, but it's another dude that I listen to sometimes. He's from out here, and he be kind of on point about that whole shit.
He had the actual papers, and he was reading it.
He was talking about the grid program and talking about how Big U is supposed to, he's supposed to inform the police about the street shit that's going on.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep, they said he get an annual fee of $550,000, and basically that $550,000 he supposed to allocate it to the people that's helping him, you know, like patrol the streets. Like he, it's not just him, it's other niggas, but he working for the police.
Yep, and
he basically working for the police.
Development CEO at Development Options. I took the screenshot because I was gonna dig into it, but I took that screenshot like 5 days ago.
I sent it to all three of your DMs on Instagram, the Larry Hoover, Jay Prince shit.
Okay.
But I didn't mean to change the subject on it, but yeah, he wouldn't even been able to do none of that if she wouldn't have ran her mouth, because she said she wasn't even getting gas money for the shit she was doing. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of shit.
She was giving information to him to report to them to get paid, right? So that's why
she was giving information. She was giving information to WAC. She giving information to WAC. That's how come WAC know all the business.
No, I was saying the information that Big U supposed to be getting from the streets. That's what he's getting paid for. You need to know what's going down, right? Was he using his niece to be in a neighborhood to find out shit, like help Big U with the information to go back to his superiors to give them information on what's going on in the hood? And she probably wasn't getting paid, so that's kind of whack.
That's a good question, because you know that's a possibility, because she all the niggas is hood niggas, man. Hood niggas and hood bitches and stay in hood shit. No matter what. Because remember, she only blew up because of that Karen Civil shit on Clubhouse. Remember that? When they had her in the corner, they ran that whole thing down too. WAC orchestrated that whole shit. He was hitting her in the DM saying, I'm going to go against you so we can keep her on here longer, get the numbers up, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he orchestrated that whole shit, that whole Joyner Lucas shit, all that shit. You see, you ain't seen, wait, when the last time you seen Karen Civil? That bitch low.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
like Uncle Russ over there in Bali and shit. No.
Yeah, they
saying, though.
But yeah, man. All right, man. Anything else, King?
Oh, that's it, man. Man, I just was tapping in with you, man. I'm glad to see you up and moving around, man. I hope your baby's doing well. I hope you're doing well. I know you. I hope you're feeling better. Hey, man, just stay up, man. One love to everybody in the chat, man. One love to you, bro. Brooklyn the Cali.
Brooklyn the motherfucking Cali, King. One.
Yes, sir. One.
All right, so what I'm trying to do is go inside the actual building where Kevin Samuels lived at. So I'm trying to, let me see if I could get that right now. Y'all there with the kid. Is that it? No. That's not it. Hold on. So the 297 East pieces. Hold on. I'm going to get the inside, though. The inside. Because I want to see about the... like cameras and shit like that. Like they could... Why they not going to the cameras to see when she came out and, like something? Have you noticed when certain things happen? Let's go back to even Whitney Houston. Let's go to Whitney Houston. Let's go to Bobby Christina. And do they have a website? Okay, let me go to the website. Hold on, y'all. This is some nice apartments. Just bear with me, please. Gallery amenities. Come on. It's the floor plan. We go to gallery. Let's do a virtual tour now. All right, we're gonna do some virtual tours. Let's see which one he was in. What was he in, a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom? What's good, Robert? Everybody, please Hit that like button for the algorithms, y'all. Please hit that like button. And if you would love to donate to the platform, please show some love to the platform. Please donate to the platform. Please hit that Cash App. I am not, what you call it? What's his name? Umar Johnson. I am not here to jip and persuade the people. Okay? This is not for the building fund. This is for the children fund. Okay? Yeah, we're going to talk more about Big U as well. I'm going to get back to Nipsey because I want to try to give what's the name of call because Cali time, we're 3 hours ahead. So I'm going to try to give one of them a call and see how they feel about Nipsey's Kendrick Lamar morphing into Nipsey. So let me share my screen real quick. I think I'm going to get off this early. All right. What am I doing? All right, share it. Okay. I don't know if it was a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom. I'm just going to start with a one-bedroom, all right? Because I really don't know. No, I don't have no fucking question. Hope this shit's not going to be in the way. Ain't that dope. Hold on, let me full screen it. This asking question shit is getting on my fucking nerves. I don't think he had a one bedroom. I think he had a two bedroom. I don't want to talk to you. Nah, I think he had a two bedroom, but let's check it out anyway. You know what I mean? Nice little condo joint. You know what I mean? I can't see the chat, so I don't know if y'all saying one bedroom or two bedroom. But as far as from that layout, from what I saw and how big that living room was, I don't think that's it. But mind you, we have to understand what cameras do. Cameras make things look bigger than what they are. So let's take all of that in consideration. What if this was his, you know what I mean? Let me look at a video real quick. Hold on. This is how I'm going to show y'all right now. Y'all just bear with me. Hold on. Let me look at Kevin Samuels' interview with the lawyer joint. I forgot his fucking name. Let's see. Okay. What's his name? Of the lead attorney. Oh, no. All right, now that vision was that.
Do you want to grow your YouTube channel? You should consider getting somebody.
I've been missing somebody for the last 2 years.
Let that body for.
Now,
hold on. Let me show y'all. Hold on. Let me show y'all this. Hold on. I think it's the two bedroom. But let's look at this. Look at the back. That can't be a one bedroom because you can tell you can see how the mirrors and stuff, like the windows look. So this have to be a two bedroom or a three bedroom. We're gonna see right now. Let's check it out, man. Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. And I got to say rest in peace to Jewel, too. Shout out to my boy Art, the Art of Dialogue, man. I'm going to play that video, too. God bless her soul, Jewel, that was on, that was on death row and stuff, man. She's a legend and so messed up that they did her dirty like that. But God bless her soul, man. God bless y'all.
Real shit. All right, so as we can see, the living room. You see that living room? That it can't not be the one bedroom. So we're going to get up out of that. Let's go to second bedroom. And we go, it's going to be definitely one of these. All right, we're going to see how big. You know what? I think three bedroom. Let's check this out. Yeah, this looking like it. Yeah, baby, this is it. Wait, hold on. Let me look at the other video. He got more windows than this, though. Hold on, soldier, them. Yes, rest in peace, Jewels, man, for real. Nah, his shit was, the way it looks bigger than that. And this is a two-bedroom, so let's go to the three. Maybe it's a three because those windows was fucking crazy. All right, mansion virtual tour. Hold on, let me see if he's in the mansion first. Let's see what that look like. I mean, if it's 1605, does that mean that's a one bedroom or something? I don't know. But let's look. Man, that's the mansion part. Is that downstairs? All right, let's get the hell up out of there. What's this? Three bedroom penthouse. Let's see this real quick. Hope y'all enjoying yourselves. Y'all enjoying yourself tonight? Today? All right. This can't be. It looks nice. That's nice shit, though. But this definitely not it. This is definitely not it. It got to be the two bed or the three bed. We're going to see right now, though. This looks a little bit more like it. I think this is it. This looks more like it. It really does. It looks more like it. Hold on. Let me look at this and I'll bring everything into. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I think, to be honest, I think this is it. This looks like it. It really does. It looks like it. Because, hold on. I don't know. But it looks like one of these, man. But let's check the rooms out anyway since I'm here. Nice, man. Check out these rooms. Bathroom. All right. Glass. You know what I mean? Shower. All right. Let's go to the next room. All right. Walk in. Where's the master bedroom? This shit looks small as hell, though. All this money. This shit have a nice big... But this is big. This is a three bedroom. So all right, let's see the master bedroom. Where's the master bedroom? Is it up there? I didn't see no big rooms yet. This got to be the big bedroom. Oh no, this is the front door. This, huh? I don't know. I mean, it should have a big ass bedroom. I can't even do a front flip in none of these rooms. Okay. It is what it is, but it's nice, you know? It almost look like I'm going to try one more. I don't know, son. I think I tried this one already. Yeah. One more, y'all. Let me see. Nah, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it, but it's nice, though. I'll tell you that. It's nice. It's definitely nice, though.
That interview was in Florida. You motherfucker. I went through all that. Y'all put me through all that shit. Y'all put me through all that, and I forgot. You know, they gonna be down here in Miami, Florida, and the motherfucker said it. The lead attorney said that at the beginning too. Nice out here. I feel like I'm moving them to Miami. God damn it, y'all motherfuckers. Y'all had me up here like this. Man, that could be it. I know y'all like, damn, that was nice. God, they was trying to tell me. Oh, man, I went through all that. But at least, shit, if somebody want to move in there, now look, you got the goddamn tour guide now. You fucking good. But anyway, the number is right there, man. 319-527-6193. Let me do a sidebar. I'm going to text first before I call. I ain't putting nobody on blast. Let me hit up Weed Dog first because he might be the one that'll respond. Hit up Weed Dog. If you still have the same number, this Mike Larry, all viral acts, this media, the one you, the one that interviewed you. You? I wanted to see if you can call to my show briefly to explain what that K-Dot video meant to you when he embodied Nipsey Hussle. So I could just copy and paste this whole fucking thing and send it to all three of them too. So I'm gonna do that. We do Cuzzy real quick. Do I got Cuzzy Capone on this phone? I don't think so. No, I don't have Cuzzy Capone on here. Fuck, I really don't have Cuzzy Capone. Maybe I could hit him up in the DM. Word, I'll do that. Let me hit up Ant. Ant Nipsey's people. There we go. Let's see. All right, and let me hit up Cuzzy Capone too. I would love to see what they think about how K-Dot. Yo, that shit was crazy, son. Let me see. Somebody. I don't know, but let's see, man. He was in Atlanta when he died. Yeah, we still love you. Thank you. I love you too, goddammit. And again, if y'all like to show love to the platform, please do, man. Somebody call it. Y'all don't have nothing to say? Y'all typing. Y'all ain't got shit to say. Huh? God damn it. But just to be honest, who's that? Weed Dog. What's up, bro? How you doing? All right, let's see. I'm good, big homie. I'm live. All right, I'm good, big homie. All right, let me put that in there. That'll be dope if we dog call it. And what day you was thinking? I'm live now. You can call in, and I can just chop up the video. What's the number? 319. That'll be dope. Weed Dog calling right now, man. Y'all know who Weed Dog is, man. Look him up. He was with the Slauson Boys with Nipsey. Yeah, I mean, if you want to do it separate, it's on you. I'm free. I'm available tomorrow, any day. So it's definitely up to you, but I'm live now. If you want to call in, you know what I mean? We can chop it up now And when this live over, I could just, you know, chop this live up and, you know, separate it. You know what I'm saying? And put it as its own video or interview, whatever you want to call it. So it's definitely up to you, family. So that's the number. You want to call in real quick? I'll be waiting, man. All right? One. Shout out to Weed Dog, man. I got to find Cuzzy Capone, too. Let me look up Cuzzy Capone. Let me do all this shit now. So if y'all want to drop out and all that, that's on you, motherfucker. Go right ahead and enjoy yourself. Just come back. All right? Shit. I'm actually in a work-related meeting. All right, cool. All right, so he's in a work-related meeting right now, so whenever he's ready, you know what I mean? Boom. Yeah, I'm going to hit him up in a couple of days, but I'm going to hit him up tomorrow to see if he can do something to tomorrow. So, he said he got me. You want to get on my show? All right, I just hit up Cuzzy Capone. Let's see what's going to pop with that. I hit up Ant. All right. Matter of fact, let me call his ass, man. Let's see what's up, man. You probably don't even know who the fuck this is. Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to pull something out the hat for y'all. You know what I mean? Trying to pull something out the hat for y'all. Hopefully he'll pick up. You said if Whoopi Goldberg died, if she has someone the night before, it will be investigated. Yeah, I mean, they should be investigating. That's what I'm saying. We would know what's so suspect about this situation is that they say that she met him the night before, but not where and how. You know what I'm saying? It's funny that the night before, he was telling her, like, yo, chill, stop. I'm trying to protect you. And not, you know what I mean? She's trying to put us all in the videos. She's actually being a knucklehead. She's actually being a brat. You understand what I'm saying? So what if she is a RN or supposedly, or she could be a student. She could have allegedly could have done something because, you know, she ain't get the shine that she wanted. And he put her on some timeout shit. Like, listen, just hold your horses, tame yourself. She all excited, da-da-da-da-da. And he, like, you know, he's playing this position. Like, listen, like, just relax. Hold on, go. Get what you got to get. You know what I'm saying? You know, he had to smash because she was there during his broadcast. Now, you got to have some mean pussy. Or you gotta, you know what I mean? She's not an ugly girl, so we can't sit up here and say she's unattractive. You know what I mean? There's pictures of her. She had a nice body. You know what I mean? So he was, you know what I mean? He probably was like, you know what? I'm gonna put up with this bitch for the night, but I'm gonna lay it and slay it and spray it up. You know what I mean? What do you call that shit? Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no, that bitch. So he had his own agenda, because I think if he already hit that and knew how she was, she would never been there when he was broadcasting. Just say if he never would have passed, he would have never had that bitch in that crib again during his broadcast. You can know that. You can tell that, especially how he is, or anybody in their right mind would never have her around again to interrupt his broadcast. So she gave him a teaser. Or the implication of y'all smashing tonight, most likely, she's attractive, boom, And he was like, you know what, let me do my life, let me stick to my schedule, let me do what I do, what I do. Now, what if he didn't go live and he just smashed that? Would he probably would have been alive? You know, just the littlest things can determine your life expectancy. Just that one little thing. What if she could have took what he just did? She could took that shit to heart. So, check this out. When I was living in Jersey, right, I swear to God, I could have gotten murdered and stabbed that night. Because, to be honest, I had something at that time in the house. And I mean something to let somebody have it. But I went to the liquor store, right, on Kearney Avenue. I went to the liquor store, right? It was kind of raining. This is probably 6 years ago, right? So I'm in the liquor store. It's like two people. And there's a Mexican girl, because that area, Kearney, New Jersey, is an upper class. I lived in a good upper class area at that time. So it's nothing but whites and Hispanics, basically. And it's more Mexican, so just put it that way, right? So I'm in there, and the girl was ahead of me, but she was ahead of me, but she went like to the refrigerators or whatever to get what she needed to get, and I said something. I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't even trying to holler or anything like that. I didn't know her boyfriend was in the fucking car or whatever. I didn't say anything like really to act like I'm trying to get at her, you know what I mean, or whatever. Whatever it was. She went back into her car. Next thing you know, I get what I get. I go in my car. I miss my fucking car. Fellas, don't ever buy a car and put in somebody else's name. I miss my 2013 Nissan Maxima, all white. My shit was laid clean. My shit low mileage. My shit was so good. I miss my car so much, but it's all good. It is what it is. I get in my motherfucking car. They literally still sitting right there in the car next to me. So anything in hindsight, this nigga could have just got out and tried to kill me for some reason. Because you know why? He stabbed my fucking tire. I didn't even know it. That little moment could have determined my life expectancy at that moment in that liquor store. I sit in my car. They still in there. They in the car. I'm just sitting there about to get on my phone, make a phone call before I go to the crib. What if he would have had a gun? He already stabbed my tire. It's already stabbed. I just didn't know it yet. He could have fucking shot and blew my fucking head off for some shit I didn't even motherfucking do. So my point is about what I'm saying is that little moment could have determined his life expectancy. I'm reaching. I'm yoga stretching right now, but we can't do nothing but speculate. It's 211 people in the chat and it's 128 likes. I could hardly get a donation. Can I get a like, though? Can I get a like? Can I get those likes up for the algorithms? Is that going to help? Can I get a like? 204 people now and 128 likes. Come on, son. Them senators be hella simple. Oh, no, yeah, they all the time. And don't, we ain't going to be talking about y'all Jamaican niggas, y'all some jealous motherfuckers too. I seen my home grade, I don't know if my child mother watching, y'all some jealous motherfuckers too for no apparent reason. But I'm going to leave that one alone, man. Jealous motherfuckers, boy, I tell you. Like, share, donate. They not Jehovah. It's all good though. I ain't tripping. But Joel. What I was about to do? All right, I did the Nipsey thing. Let me look up the Joel thing, man. What's his name? Out of Dialogue. We done chopped it up before, and he don't mind me using his shit, but that's why I don't really use his content a lot. I respect that dude. So I'm just going to play a little bit of Joelle's last, she revealed her last ongoing health battle,
and she wound up passing away. So I wanna share this, man. And it's crazy. A lot of people just sit up here passing away, man. You know what I'm saying? And you just never know, man. Life is very precious, man. Life is very precious. Life is very precious. So at the end of the day, just do what you have to do, man. And you know, just do what you have to do, man. Because at the end of the day, you got to make yourself right with God, no one else. You know what I'm saying? Make yourself right with God before any motherfucking thing. Get right with yourself. Get right with your family. Get right with your, you know, your loved ones, the ones who really care. Because a lot of people, they show you that they don't care. You know what I mean? It's just your actions. What the fuck is this? This actions, period, shows you that people don't love you or don't care. Hang in there, Mike. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just saying. I'm talking just period. I ain't going nowhere no motherfucking time soon. I'm just saying period. Everybody get right with God. You know what I'm saying? And just know the real from the fake. And just the ones that show you, you fuck with everybody else. Fuck them. They can be family or no family. Because you family, that don't make, just because you blood don't make you family. That shit don't mean nothing. So I don't take that shit serious. If you treat me like family, then that's what it is. Being blood don't mean a motherfucking thing. And friendships, all that shit, I take all that shit serious. So I don't call people friends that much. So when if I call you a friend, I consider you a friend. But I don't have too many friends. But just get right. You know what I mean? Because you never know. That you could be the most healthiest person, healthiest as an ox. It could be one thing that you can do can determine if you're going to live later that day or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you just got a tragic death. So you just don't know. You know what I mean? You really don't know. So let me just share this real quick. Shout out to the homie. Let me see. Yeah, I've been on here for a minute, man. Let me get my ass up out of here after this.
If the other two people buy you, never heard. Okay. The doctor gave me 6 months to live. They left. So her and Janelle, my son, never heard. Mm-hmm. So that's why I stayed up the album. And I sent you what I sent you, so you gave me 6 months. So I wanted to do something positive than just all the dick fucking records and pretty much what was popular back in those days.
You're right.
So my grandkids can have something that they're proud of their man and do that. So when I talked to Sharita, she didn't even know. And I said, this guy, Art, he doesn't know that I'm about to probably give him what would become some of the most. Because remember when I asked you, how did you break your and he's down, and he's like, oh, I've been on something like 15-minute segments. You probably gonna have some of the most iconic footage out there before I do this final documentary. Because it's not gonna be long. But I beat the odds, because 2019 was my first diagnosis, and I have all the paperwork to substantiate the longevity of my life. I died at Walmart, and they brought me back to life. Now, Janelle was around for that, And the guy that actually saved my life, he used to be an EMT in Puerto Rico. And his name was Javier. So he was the one that actually pumped me until the ambulance got there and I stopped breathing at the register and saved my life. So I've held this so much to myself because I've always tried to be the strong one and not really let them know what was going on with me. I just didn't want them to know. So I'm giving you a very special blessing right now. And I feel good about it because Sharika told me you was a good dude. And all the stuff you did for God's own family, I want to be instrumental in these videos and keep some more money back in your pocket. Not too many people would just come out of their pocket to make sure artists that have never given them anything have the proper barrier. So me and Brandy, and she didn't know at the time, we, sister, give me a tissue. We just started. It's so funny because when I first came up with Rawhide, it was recording artists with health issues. We've been losing a lot of our recording artists lately. And I told her to start a Facebook page. A Facebook page called Rawhide, Recording Artists with Health Issues, and we're going to randomly help one recording artist from the 80s or the 90s, because at that time, you know, the record companies, they didn't get you health insurance, so you basically had to pay for everything medically out of your pocket, and at that time, they wouldn't tell you to, like, sign up for Lords of London and, you know, protect your voice and stuff like that. Your most valuable asset. So a lot of these people like Gonzo and Nate Dogg, they died without getting any money to take care of their kids, their family. So we started a Facebook page called Rawhide Productions and Rawhide Incorporated, and we're going to use whatever money from the donation and actually assist, like you did, in burying some of these people that don't have life insurance.
Or somebody-ish, or maybe paying for some area code 318, hold up, 318, hold on, after this I put you on, hold on, 318,
I ain't going to say that because God is a good guy. I might see come up with $1 million within the next 6 months. But I'm a joyful person. Like, they're really sad right now because I never said nothing to them, but I lift their spirits because God is a good God. And I lived actually past 2 years of my death sentence. And I probably came close to death 4 times, aside from this lung injury illness. So we're going to take a small break while I clear my face and straighten up my makeup. But I wanted to make sure you, young man, because you do so much good out there with getting the right information, you know, because you get to the root of where the info comes from and you try to give the fans and other people a chance to know the truth. And I respect you so much, my brother. I really do.
Yeah, I want to, y'all can pay the rest on, listen to the rest on Art of Dialogue, man. Shout out to that boy, Art of Dialogue. Rest in peace to Jewel. Before I take this call, I want us to give Jewel a moment of silence, please, real quick.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Joel, man. Where we at? We got area code 318. You on the air? What's popping?
Yeah, what's going on, man? So I see the title. The title talking about Kevin Simmons.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So I just wanted to let you know, because I didn't know if you knew or not, but I'm guessing it's about the girl that he was with. The girl that Kevin Samuels was with was not a random girl. This was a girl he was in a relationship with that he was actively vetting to be a wife. He had been with her for months. And if y'all want to verify this information, y'all can go to his attorney's, actually his close friend. Kevin Samuels' last birthday was celebrated, thrown by his close friend, Dennis Sperling. And he's actually on his YouTube channel right now. And he posting videos. And
hold
he's
on,
also
on,
speaking
on,
about,
hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. You said Dennis Sperling?
Dennis Sperling.
P-U-R-L-I-N-G.
Yes. So in one video, you'll see Kevin Samuels there with three other guys. There's mediocre tutorial interviews. The lead attorney and the guy at the end is Dennis Sperling, who has been close friends with Kevin Samuels for years. And he's now handling Kevin Samuels' estate. So he's giving y'all the real information. And he's like, look, y'all can take these. Y'all can use it. You can repost it, whatever it is. But the girl that was with him, because we're trying to help, you know, not let his name get tarnished. The girl that was with him was a woman that he was in a relationship with that he was actively seeking to marry and start a family with. So this wasn't some random girl that was just like, and he'll tell you this himself.
Maybe,
and I'm pretty sure he'll be.
What's
yeah.
the name of the video? Because I'm actually at his.
Okay. Go to his community tab.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Who's hearing something, man?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, the last, it should be on either the last three videos. I think it's actually a video. Let me see. I got this. Let me pull this channel up real quick. Dennis Sperling. So if you go over to his community tab real quick, because that's the quickest way you can really see it. But his community tab, and I think it's, so one of his posts, he should be saying on that way, mentioning the girl. It wasn't just some random woman. But he also says this in a video.
All right. It says, Kevin Samuels died rich as fuck. The other one says, Kevin Samuels is a Stay Souls YouTube struggle streamer. Kevin Samuels, how did he get rich so quick? Mr. Kevin Samuels wouldn't respond to the haters. Kevin Samuels, our friend, mentor, and comrade.
Right there.
Oh, shit. That video?
Yeah. Somewhere in there he mentioned where he talking about people saying he was some random lady of the night. He's saying how that's not true. I think it's that video, or I think it's one of them last three. It's probably one of them last three because they're all alone. But I can't remember exactly when.
Do we have an Instagram page?
Dennis Sperling? I don't know. But I know he do lives. He been going live like once a day. But he the one handling Kevin Samuels' estate, his money. He's speaking on behalf of his mother and his daughter. So I don't know if he got a I ain't check all that. I just know Dennis Sperling because if you look at his post, he used to always mention Dennis Sperling in all and most of his posts when he referred to a Henry. And you can see videos on here of Dennis Sperling celebrating his birthday with him where he says, remember my comrade, the mentor and comrade? He's got videos of him celebrating his birthday back in March and all that and, you know, them hanging out and et cetera, because this was one of Kevin Samuels' closest friends. So if you want verified information, then you'll get it from him. And I think they're actually leveraging lawsuits against people now for putting out fake information about it.
Because I'm hitting him up right now, so hopefully he'll respond. Because I'm hitting him up right now in the DM, so.
Yeah, so I'm just going out and I'm going to other channels that's broadcasting and sharing stuff to just let them know, hey, y'all come talk to Dennis Sperling if y'all want real information, because this is a verified source. And this is one of the closest people to Kevin Samuels. Don't get information from the tabloids, because they saying he with a transsexual, and they saying he with a some prostitute, some woman he met the night before. None of that's true.
Okay. Okay, well, hey,
but yeah,
man,
but
I get it.
Yeah, bro, I just want to let you know so you ain't feeding the wrong information out to your audience or nothing.
Okay, hey, man, I want to say thank you for that call. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you. For real.
Yes, sir. All right, bro.
Peace. That was definitely vital information right there, and I appreciate that, brother, for calling in. All right, well, let's see. I'm about to go get some rest. I'm about to go relax in a few moments, man. That's what I'm about to do. Let's listen to this real quick, and then after that, man, I should get out of here now. Cut this shit off.